currently constructing some roads. There was a Taney County employee on a dozer by the name of Jack Cole, and I stopped him, asked him what he was doing, and he said, well, I'm constructing these roads and providing a base for asphalt. I said, well, how much is the base going to be? How deep is that base going to be? He's going to be compacted 5-inch base. I said, how long have you been doing this? He said, over 20 years. I said, has that been the standard? He goes, yes. He goes, that's the most important part of an asphalt road, is to ensure that the base is there. Phase 12 doesn't have any. Doesn't have any. For the curbs and for the existing roads that they currently have. You know, I live in Emerald Point. I live on Crescent Drive, 1045. I've been there 16 years. I built my house. I built the house next to me. I watched Jernigan build the roads on Crescent Drive from Emerald Point Drive 15 years ago. And you know what? They had a compacted base that they watered down and they rolled, and then they came and they put that first coat of asphalt on it. And if you look at that stretch of Crescent Drive now, from Emerald Point Drive for about 0.2 miles, that road's been there 15 years. It's still in great condition. It doesn't have any of the deterioration that we see in Phase 12.
None.
Now, council suggested in this last meeting that they weren't under any regulations because they weren't in effect at that time. Well, my question to them would be, why did they build my road that way? And now Phase 12 has a different standard. 15 years ago, they had a 5-inch compacted base with the asphalt. Now they're saying they don't need it, the standards change. I don't understand that. Finally, speaking with Flint Winnigan from Journeyman Construction, a well-known paving contractor in southwest Missouri, he told me that a proper rock base of approximately 5 inches has always been their policy. They've been in business for 15 years. 15 years. I'll leave this with you. If you owned a lot in Phase 12 at Emerald Point, how would you feel? Knowing that you and your family had to travel roads that's been deemed unsafe by your own professional, road administrator, Randy Hayes. How would you feel if you, your wife, your children, your family, your relatives knew they had to travel those roads? I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Jeff Drexler.
Good evening. My name is Jeff Drexler. I'm also a member of the board of Interstructure. I've been a full-time homeowner at Emerald Point since 2008. I'd like to address the board regarding safety and water control issues as we see them in Phase 12. Taney County Subdivision Regulations dated February 19, 2012 state the following conditions for a subdivision development. In reading from the regulations, Section 3, Policy and Procedure. The number one priority under these regulations is to protect and provide for the public health, safety, and general welfare of the county. Number two is to establish reasonable standards of design and procedures for subdivisions to further the orderly layout and use of land. These have not been provided for in Phase 12 of the development. In reading from the regulations, Section 5, Storm Drainage. Subdivision shall be provided with storm drainage systems consisting of natural water courses, constructed drainage channels, storm drain inlets and piping, bridges and culverts capable of conveying stormwater runoff through the subdivision without unreasonable risk of damage to structures, roads, and utilities due to the inundation by floodwaters or erosion of the soil by floodwaters. Again, these have not been supplied in Phase 12. There are no sewers. There are no swales. There's a curb that is definitely not to county standards. They also are above the recognized 15% grade minimum, some reaching 34%. Included in the packets you received from our committee prior to the hearing is a copy of a letter of approval for Emerald Point Phase 12 by Taney County Planning Commission dated May 19, 2008. In that original approval letter, it states that the following conditions shall be complied with. Not can be complied with, but shall be complied with. Sediment and erosion control plan, stormwater management plan, fire department, sewer, electrical, and various other department letters of compliance. These conditions, again, have not been met in Phase 12 of Emerald Point. No ditches, culverts, diversion, or water retention has been constructed to create a water course that doesn't threaten personal or property safety. One of the roads is approximately 1,670 feet in length, vertically oriented at a 34% grade, again, twice the county maximum degree of slope. There aren't any side street runoffs, sewers, or sewer drop basins which would create a severe risk for water damage to any homeowner's property located on the hill, or especially people that would be building on the lower part of the hill. This is a tremendous flow of water that can come down there. We've all seen it. We've lived here for years. As I mentioned, in 2008, Phase 12 documentation, you needed Phase 12 needed documentation, and it also requires a letter of compliance from the fire, electric, and sewer, water utilities, etc. With these compliance letters in mind, and specifically a fire district letter of compliance for the phase, I'd like to read a letter dated February 28th of this year from Chris Burnt, the Taney County Emergency Management Director and Western Taney County Fire Chief. Slide one, if you could, please, Scott. I'll read the letter. February 28th, 2017. This came from Chris Burnt. To whom it may concern, today I drove a portion of the subdivision called Phase 12 at Emerald Point. I had seen the roads being built off Highway 265, however, I was never on the land. What I found was mostly gravel roads with a small paved portion. All the roads have some type of gutter, which is of poor quality and falling apart in some areas. The roads are extremely steep and they are impassable with a fire truck. This would be somewhat improved if the roads would be paved, however, only if the roads are dry. The slopes on the roads are so steep that I don't feel we can take a fire truck on them if the pavement would be wet, or even worse, if they are covered with any type of winter precipitation. Even for the resident, this is not for emergency vehicles, even for the resident, he states, I cannot see how they can get in and out of this subdivision if the roads are anything but dry. The roads are steep and long without any runoff for water. All the rainwater will go down the roads, which will be a problem in the low-lying areas while all the water will pool. He's stating this, to proceed with the development of Phase 12 at Emerald Point as it is currently laid out will be a mistake and very dangerous for the future residents. In addition, we cannot respond to any type of emergency in the subdivision in a timely manner, since the crews more than likely must walk to the incident, since the roads are too steep for a fire truck. Sincerely, Chris Burnt, Fire Chief and Taney County Emergency Manager. Scott, could you put up slide two? Mike had addressed a 5-inch base. I'm addressing the erosion. This is just one portion of the north side of the development where the initial layer of asphalt is currently laid. You can see there's no 5-inch base. It's laid on rock, and that's the erosion that's already seen in a matter of months. This is just one picture. There's many pictures, believe it or not, that are worse than this. Our concerns, gentlemen, As a possible future owners of the phase under a POA, which at some point in time will happen, it's most important to us that the safety of our neighbors and that they have the ease of access to their property. They don't have safety, they don't have ease of access at this point. Slide three, Scott. This is just an idea of we all, as the group, currently live in this area. This is phase seven of our development. This is just an example. These roads were not constructed properly either. They do have proper curbs. Undoubtedly, the base was not correct, but this is, I measured it. I'm not an engineer. I measured it the way I was told to measure it. It's a 22% grade, which is above the 15%. This is washed out over, I believe this was put in 2007 or 2008. This is where we live. This is what's happened on some of the phases due to the lack of proper construction and codes. The phase I live in, phase four, I believe was constructed properly, but after phase four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, they're progressively getting worse. Again, I'll state the county's number one priority in your subdivision standards as spelled out is to protect and provide for the public health, safety, and general welfare of the county. In conclusion, Emerald Point Phase 12 has an insufficient drainage plan, improperly recognized layout for a hillside development, in other words, not this way, switchbacks back and forth, straight up and down, the most economical way to put roads in, but not the safest way. Roads that exceed twice the designated Tenney County road standards, and most importantly, no year-round accessibility to sufficient fire or emergency protection as stated by the county emergency director through his inspection. I don't know what more I can say. We strongly feel that if the board approves the current construction to move forward, substantial liability could be imposed on both the future Emerald Point POA and likewise on Tenney County for the disregard and failure to enforce the Tenney County published division, subdivision regulations and standards and recognition and no recognition of the severe life-threatening situation that could occur. Thank you.
Thank you. Ken Bell.
To wrap up our presentations, I want to just emphasize a few of the key points that my fellow members have made. This is all about the lack of a performance guarantee bond for our development, and we homeowners have a lot at risk. In reviewing the various correspondence the county has sent to the developer, and I've reviewed them all, it was never the intent of the county administrator that Phase 12 be treated as a separate entity. At the last hearing, the chairman insisted that the focus had been redirected to just Phase 12. That is a significant departure from the original intent of the county planning administrator. As it pertains to an overall performance guarantee, that change directly contradicts county regulations and Missouri state law. We also know that the developer has been working for years without providing the protection of a bond. I mentioned in the last hearing that no doubt has a bearing on why existing roads in Emerald Point are in disrepair and have never been finished. When you have no bond, you have no guarantee. When you have no guarantee, you have no leverage. And therefore, we have no way to compel the developer to meet his obligations. The bond is everything. Now then, the stop work order does not mention Phase 12. Phase 12 may have been a trigger point, but the stop work order specifies road construction within Emerald Point development, period. To comply with county and state law, The bond must